Blog Talk Radio.
Presence of the Lord is here. Presence of the Lord is here. I feel it in the atmosphere. Presence of the Lord is here. Oh, presence of the Lord is here. Spirit of the Lord is here. Anybody feel it tonight? Spirit of the Lord is here. I feel it in the atmosphere. Spirit of the Lord is here. Oh, Spirit of the Lord is here. The power of the Lord is here. The power of the Lord is here. I feel it in the atmosphere. The power of the Lord is here. The power of the Lord is here.
Thank you.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, glory to the Most High God, Jesus Christ, amen, glory to God. This is Pastor Keeping It Real McNeil, and welcome to Rise and Grind for Jesus, where we rise in the morning and say thank you, and we praise him all through the day, and before we close our eyes in the night, we thank him for the blessings, amen, glory to God. This is Reign of Glory Ministries. And we just want to thank you for allowing us back in the airways, allowing us back in your home, in your car, in your gym, wherever you may be. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. With the love of the Lord. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Without further ado, let's clear our minds and clear our hearts and focus on a word of prayer and thanking God for what he's already done. Father God, we thank you for allowing us to use your airways, and thank you for allowing us to come before your people on this day. Father, we thank you for letting us breathe another day and letting us see the sunshine and the rain another day. We thank you for you being our anchor. We thank you for being our way maker. We thank you for being our king. We thank you for being our everything, because without you, Father, there is no us. So, Father, we give you glory on this evening. We give you praise each and every day. We ask you to bless those, Father, far and abroad. Father, we ask you to bless those that's in war. We ask you to send peace their way, Father. We just ask you to bless the sick and the shedding on this evening. Father, send your healing angels, God, to move on your behalf, Father. Touch them in Jesus' name. We thank you for what you've already done, and we thank you for what you're doing and the newness of what you're allowing Reign of Glory to participate in serving you. And we thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I feel like a freshness in here. It feels like, whew, it feels good in here. It feels good. The studio feels good. Amen. Glory to God. I will not take up much of your time tonight. Amen. Glory to God. But we do have Bible. We do have a word. And we do want everyone to open their hearts and minds and receive, thus saith the Lord. I would just like to, if I would put a title on this message this evening, I would just title it Rock Your Crown. Amen. Glory to God. Rock your crown. Your crown. Amen. Hallelujah. We're going to get into a few things this evening. I'm going to read a scripture. We're going to go into the Bible. Amen. Glory to God. So bear with me if you have your Bibles. And if you don't have yours and you're next to someone who has theirs, please turn your Bibles to 1 Corinthians chapter 9, and we're going to start at verse 15. Amen. Glory to God. Like I said, the word of God is nourishing for the spirit. The word of God is great for the spirit. The word of God is strength. The word of God is wisdom and understanding. The word of God is a lifeline. The word of God is a spiritual transformation. Amen. Hallelujah. The word of God is everything we need to keep on keeping on for the glory of God. Amen. Chapter 1 Corinthians chapter 9, starting at verse 15. But I have used none of these things, nor have I written these things that it should be done to me. For it would be better for me to die than anyone should make my boasting void. For if I preach the gospel, I have nothing to boast of. For necessities is laid upon me. Yes, woe is me if I do not preach the gospel. For if I do this willingly, I have a reward, but it's against my will. I have been entrusted with the stewardship. What is my reward then? That when I preach the gospel, I may present the gospel of Christ without charge, that I may not abuse my authority in the gospel. For though I am free from all men, I have made myself a servant to all, that I might win the more, and the Jews I became as a Jew, that I might win Jews. To those who are under the law, as under the law, that I might win those who are under the law. To those who are without law, as without law, not being without law toward God, but under law toward Christ, that I might win those who are without law. To the weak I became as weak, that I might win the weak. I have become all things to all men, that I might by all means save some. Now this I do for the gospel's sake, that I may be partaker of it with you. Do you not know that those who run in a race all run, but one receives the prize? Run in such a way that ye may obtain it. And everyone who competes for the prize is temperate in all things. Now they do it all to obtain a perishable crown, but we for an imperishable crown. Therefore I run thus, not with uncertainty. Thus I fight, not as one who beats the air, but I discipline my body and I bring it into subjection, lest when I have preached to others, I myself should become disqualified. Amen. Amen. I love the way Paul makes himself a chameleon. When he preaches to the weak, when he preached to the Jews, he became a Jew. When he preached to the lawless, he became, you know, you have to fit in. Sometimes, you know, we think about how the pastor, they have the preacher, the bishop, whoever it may be, you have your Bible in there. You picture it, them walking the street, knocking on people's doors, ministering. But I believe that sometimes you have to fit into the people for them to even accept you. You have to learn to speak their language, not go and sin. I'm not saying do sinful things and compromise your salvation and partake in the things they do, but you have to have some kind of understanding of them. If they're humming a certain song, you have to at least be able to open up a conversation to get the doors open. We don't have to just go at them with the word of God, but be able to relate to some of the things they're talking about, because that drops their guard and that helps them trust in us in a sense. Because even though Paul had a compelling argument that he did everything right to live for the gospel, if we go back to chapter 9 verse 7, it says, whoever goes to war at his own expense, who plants a vineyard and does not eat of its fruit, or who tends a flock and does not drink of the milk of the flock, you know, in other ways, he's like, you know, if I'm doing this, I should reap some. This is, some of this fruit should be mine. And I think about people who, even though you minister the gospel and you do what God telling you to do, how many people really think that they should, if God bless someone with a home or God bless someone's business or whatever God does in someone else's life, just because you preach the gospel to them, that doesn't make you acceptable to the rewards or to the blessings of that person. That's what God has called you to do, to preach the gospel, to open their minds up to wisdom of God, to open up their understanding of Christ so they can pray, they can fast, they can learn God, and then they can walk in faith. And then when the blessings fall on them or fall in their life, whatever it may be, it doesn't mean just because I was the preacher that I should get 10% of that. I should get some of that. I should be able to get your car. If you know, God is blessing, won't you buy me this? Or that's not what that means. Amen. Because Paul chose not to exercise that right, because Paul demonstrates that a part of leadership or maturity is a willingness to sacrifice one's right for the well-being of somebody else. The sacrifice of the well-being for somebody else. You know, take yourself out of the picture. Okay, I'm sitting here and I'm under the bridge preaching to the homeless, to the lost, to the drug addict, and God is raising them up and they're becoming mighty men and women of God, and God is prospering their lives. And that is the sacrifice that I'm spending the time with them to do for them what someone else did for me, or what God has raised me up to do, or what God has called me to do. We're going to go into the Bible and venture into some things. Amen. Hallelujah. Even in verse 24, too often today, Christians are what? Content to merely be in the race. We just want to be a part. I just want to be on the choir. I just want to be a lay member. I just want to be a part of a ministry. I just want to say I go to church. I just want to show up on Mother's Day. I just want to show up on Easter. We just rather do little parts rather than diligently paying the price to win and saving these souls. Amen. Because this was a foreign idea, even to Paul, because every Christian, amen, just as every victor did, amen, every victor did in the Olympics, every victor, everybody wins the Super Bowl, everybody is victorious when they win. Christians, we should be winners at everything we do. Not saying our life is perfect, but we should strive to be winners. We have the best trainer, the best teacher, the best resources, the best information, the best wisdom. The thing is, we don't partake in the understanding and the wisdom that God has given us, because the price to be paid in the Christian life is that of what? Discipline our minds. Amen. Because the way the world is today, it's like a war of the minds. You know, I want to be like this, I want to be like that. I want to go out clubbing, but I still want to stay safe. I want to be able to dress like that, but I know that's not of God. I wish I can still talk and cuss like that. I wish I can still drink. I wish I could still shoot dice. But it's a war going on in our minds. And the war is for the dominion of the mind. Listen, the victory is only won in the studying and in the seeking of the word and the equipping ourselves of the spirit. Listen to me, through prayer. Hallelujah. Through prayer. Amen. If you write these down, or if you can go with me over to the book of Romans chapter 6, and verse 18, it says, now you are, let me start at verse 15 to give you some, just to give you a little more meat on this bone. When then, since God's grace has set us free from the law, does that mean we can go on sinning? Of course not. Don't you realize that you become the slave of whatever you choose to obey? gambling, lying, lust, pornography, murder. You become the slave of that thing. And as a leader, we're being watched. People need to see us being a slave of prayer. People need to see us being a slave of studying. People need to see us be a slave of humility. People need to see us be the slave of fasting. They need to see us in obeying the things of God. Amen. Because don't you realize, there's a scripture that says, don't you realize you become the slave of whatever you choose to obey? You can be a slave to sin, which leads you to death. Or you can choose to obey God, which leads to righteous living. Righteous living. Not just on Sunday, go to church. Righteous living daily. The way we speak, the way we think, the way we behave. Righteous. How do we treat people? How do you treat your significant other? How do you treat your family members? How do you treat your coworkers? What is your attitude throughout the day? What is your behavior? What are your thoughts? What is your heart pumping for real? You have a smile on your face, but your heart is turning black. What is really going on inside of us? Amen. Thank God. Once you were slaves of sin, but now you are wholeheartedly obey this teaching we have given you. The pastors, the leaders, the teachers are up studying. They are up fasting. They're up seeking God for whatever information God is giving them to give out. A lot of times the pastors do not get, and I'm saying this in a humble way, they don't get a lot of credit for the things that's behind the scene. Nobody knows the sacrifices that pastors make by staying up all night, fasting all month, what they sacrifice, what they give up. When they should be at their granddaughter's birthday party, they're somewhere fasting. When they should be at their son's graduation, they're somewhere seeking the Lord. Now, some people say, well, I'm going to, no, I have to be what God say be. I have to make those kind of sacrifices. And sometimes those sacrifices hurt. And sometimes because if the other person, if it's my son and I miss his graduation, but my son know what kind of lifestyle I live, he understands that my dad loves me enough that he's still seeking God to help guide us through, to help guide our family through, to help God keep us. He's not out partying. He's not out whoremongering. He's somewhere trying to be stronger in Christ so he can show us the way or we can follow his lead. It's a lot of sacrifices we have to make. And those are the things that we hold dear and God holds dear, that we hold God because we thank God for allowing us to be the ones that he chose. I know I do. Obey this teaching we have given you. Now you are free from your slavery to sin, and you have become slaves to what? Righteous living. Righteous living. I love First Lady Mick because, listen, I watch her, I listen, and I don't say things. There's certain things she just don't partake in. There's certain languages when it's on the edge, she's gone. It's just a lifestyle. It's not just being a Christian. Being a Christian is a lifestyle. You have to do this 24/7. You have to behave. You have to be humble. You have to pray. You have to seek God. You have to study. You have to fast. You have to pray. You have to seek God. You have to fast. You have to study. You have to pray. You have to pray. You have to study. You have to seek God for wisdom, understanding, guidance. Guidance. God is giving you a flock, giving you sheep. You have to study to be successful. We have to stay in God's presence. And I'm not saying you can't have fun as a Christian. I'm not saying you, you know, because we bowl, we roll the skate, we laugh. There's things to do. But God's work should always be priority. Even if you're having the best time of your life when the Holy Spirit hits you and say, stop, pray for so-and-so. I need you at the hospital praying. I need you to stop and fast this week. Put that down. Whatever it may be. Amen. I'm going to try to get through this. Amen. Hallelujah. Verse 19 says, because of the weakness of your human nature, I am using this illustration of slavery to help you understand all this. Because previously, you let yourselves be slaves to impurity, lawlessness, which led ever deeper into what? Sin, which leads to what? Death. Now you must give yourselves to be slaves to what? Righteous living, so that you will become what? Holy. So we will become holy. So we can become holy. Holy. This is such a beautiful, listen, this verse, this scripture, this chapter is showing me how the powers of sin is broken. It's giving me instructions of how to break that power of sin. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I just got to keep on. Can I just keep going to verse 20? When you were slaves to sin, you were free from the obligations, what? To do right. When you were, what? Slaves to sin. You were what? Free from the obligations to do right. Verse 21 says, and what was the result? Ask yourself, what was the result when you was just doing what we wanted to do? Think about some of those one-night stands. Think about some of those diseases that God kept us from. Think about some of that drinking and partying, and God kept you from them accidents. Think about some of the murders and the bullets that were shooting over your head. Think about some of the things that God kept us away from. And all that time, we thought we were doing right. We'd go out to a club 60 miles away from us in the mid of dead winter with the shortest mini skirt, the tightest suit jacket, and little hat and no coat, and get there and have a crazy time. No excuses. Buses ain't running. Hitchhike. Whatever you had to do. But we can't find ourselves to get up early in the morning when God raises us up and give him praise and give him thanks and give him honor. We can't find it in us to let go of those sinful things that's hindering us from being who he called us to be. Those things that's, you know, we make so many excuses. I don't know why my life is like this. You ain't talking to God. I don't know why these are things that's happening in my life. You ain't seeking the Lord. And then when your pastors give you instructions and tell you to read this scripture, fast this many days, separate yourself from this. Oh, they just jealous because they ain't got no friends. They trying to tell me what I'm going to do. See, it's too much mixture in that. Either we're going to be righteous and holy and live for the Lord, or we're going to do what we want to do, and we're going to get what we get. Praise God. That's just the answer. We was free from obligations to do right. And what was the result? You are now ashamed, of the things you used to do. And some of the things, think about it now that you say. Think about some of the things you did. And it just, did I do that? Oh, it was ugly. What was I doing with him? What was I doing with her? Oh, God. I didn't even like the taste of cigarettes. Oh, and I was just drinking, and I just thought I was, oh, my God. And why was my clothes so short and tight? I'm too big. I'm too small to be wearing stuff. Da-da-da-da-da. Glory to God. Hallelujah. For real. Thank you, Jesus. But just think about that. You are now ashamed of the things you used to do, things that end in eternal doom. But now you are free of the power of sin and have become slaves of God. Now you do those things that lead to holiness and result in eternal life. For the wages of sin is death, but the free gift of God is eternal life through Christ Jesus, our Lord. Our Lord, y'all. Hallelujah. That's the gift. That's the price. Sin is death. The wages of sin is death. The free gift of God is eternal life. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Just go over a book with me to chapter 8, verse 13. Like I said, I'm going to keep you long because I want to talk about rocking our crown. Amen. Hallelujah. So you have not received a spirit that makes you fearful slaves. Instead, you received God's spirit when he adopted you as his own children. Now we call him Abba Father. For the spirit joins with our spirit to affirm that we are God's children. But do our behavior confirm that on a daily basis? Do our thoughts confirm that on a daily basis? Do our actions confirm that on a daily basis? How do we talk to our children? How do we talk to our significant other? You know, I love my wife, and my wife brings things to me that sometimes I don't see, because I am, you know, an ex-guy from the street, and I used to talk loud, and I used to scream, and every now and then she has to say, hey, that's that old street voice. Tone it down. Don't bring that around here. We're going to stop that. Because she nips stuff in the bud before any manifestation or any inkling of it can swither its way into our household, into our conversation, or into our lives. And, you know, it is so great when God gives you a significant other that hears in the spirit, that sees in the spirit, that talks to God, hears from God, knows God, because there are moments and days that I'm quite sure I ain't all the way, hey, hey, hey. And there's days when she ain't all the way. We have to, you know, we equally yoke. We have to, you know, we have to iron sharpen iron. Me and her has to keep each other sharp because we have ministry to do. Our marriage is ministry. We have kids, grandkids. We have significant others. We have people that we work around. We have people we see every day in the community. They can't see me and her on the street hollering, screaming, and fighting, blah, 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 and then expect us to go to them and try to minister to them. They see that every day. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus, for your word. Amen. I'm going to go one more scripture, and I promise you, We're going to talk about this crown. I got it. Just go with me. Amen. To the 2 Timothy chapter 2. Real quick. I just want to keep up on our behaviors and what it takes and what we sacrifice and what we supposed to be sacrificing. And I count it all joy to serve the God, to serve the Lord. I do. I count it all joy. I don't look for rewards. I don't look for nothing. I look for my reward when God takes me home and I'm in heaven. That's my reward. Anything else I get that God gives me is a plus. Any other door he opened is a plus. Any other door he shut, any danger that I don't see that he keeps me away from is a plus. Any knowledge and wisdom and understanding that he gives me on a daily basis to keep me connected to him is a plus. I have to continue to seek God for his wisdom and understanding. Amen. Chapter 2 Timothy chapter 2, and I'm going to go right to verse 15, and then we're going to talk about this crown. Amen. Work hard so you can present yourself to God and receive his approval. His approval. Not my boss, not my coworker. Not the guy up the street, not the guy up another hall. No. Be a good worker, one who does not need to be ashamed, and who correctly explains the word of truth. Who correctly is called handling it care. Amen. Because when it comes to the word, as believers, we need to develop the habits as a skilled craftsman, as a carpenter, or as a painter, or as a mechanic, we got to start handling things, and we have to handle the people, and it is so carefully. We have to handle them so carefully, and we have to be so accurate. Amen. Because even as a craftsman or a painter or a carpenter, they are not ashamed of his or her work. Because when they take the right time and the right care to produce their product. Amen. So we should also make the effort to diligently study God's word. We should take the effort to diligently study God's word so we can apply it to our lives and live in a manner worthy of us and worthy of our calling from God. That is a calling we should be operating and walking in it so diligently so we can apply it to our lives and live in a manner worthy of our calling. Are you really walking in a way that you're worthy of your calling? In other words, are you worthy of your crown? Hallelujah. Are you worthy of your crown? Think about that for a minute. Are you worthy of your crown? Oh, Lord, I thank you and trust you and believe you. You know, it's not easy, and I know it's not. But we got to make the sacrifices to be successful so we can be successful to bring someone else into Christ. So someone else could be successful generation after generation after generation until God destroys this earth or take us where we're going. Amen? We have to understand that. Whew. I love this studio. I love this opportunity. I love the change of lifestyle. I love the newness. I love the newness. Compared to how I used to be, yes, I love the newness. Do you love the newness? Do you love the change? Do you remember when? Sit back and think about something you're embarrassed about and give God praise for changing. We'll be right back.
You brought me through,
and everything.
cannot fall. I'm so grateful that I'm still standing tall. I thank you for my tears. The pain helped me overcome my fear. You've been good to me down throughout the years. It's a miracle that I'm still standing here. All that I am is the cause of all that you brought me through. Everything I survive is all because of you. I'm grateful for
Jesus. Thank you for it all. Amen. Glory to God. Thank you for it all. The big, the little, and the small. The tears, the laughter, the pain, the joy, the happiness, the change of lifestyle, the sacrifice. Thank you for it all. All the changes you have made in my life, Holy Spirit. I say thank you right now in the name of Jesus. Every shut door, every open door, every lost friend, every new friend, everything that you have done in my life, I say thank you. Because you know me. You know what's best for me better than I know for myself. Amen, amen. Let's get back to our word. Amen. And the crowns of the faithful. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Like I said, that wasn't going to be long. So we're going to go right to the word of God. Amen. The book of James chapter 1 verse 12. Amen. Glory to God. We're going to talk about, we're not just going to go to it, the crown of life. Amen. Because blessed is the man that endureth what? Temptation. For when he is tried, he shall receive the crown of life, which the Lord has promised to them that love him. That love him. Given to those who endure a great deal of testing and trials and tribulations, child of God. It just don't come your way that way. It is given to those who endure pain, endure hardship, endure temptation, endure trials, endure tribulations. Amen. The great deal of testing on a daily basis. And a trial and tribulations. Amen. Are you rocking your crown of life compared to what the scripture just said? Do you even think you deserve a crown of life? And let me be honest with ourselves. On a daily basis. And I know we all fall short on a daily basis. There's no perfect person but Jesus Christ. All I'm saying, that crown of life that is given to those who endure those great deal of testing, when the test come, do you accept it, pass it, or do you hide and run, or try not to deal with it, or try to pass it off on somebody else, or try to call everybody in the world to pray for you, and you don't do nothing for yourself. You don't even try to see God. You don't even try to see what God is saying. You don't even ask God, If you send it my way, Lord, is there something you want me to learn from it? Or you don't ask for the wisdom or the endurance to go through it. You just pass the buck on everybody. I'm going through it. Can you please just pray for me? Oh, Lord, oh, God, I don't know what happened. Can you just please pray for me? Now, you want everybody to pray for you while you just sit and wait for the manifestation of God's work to be done. So that means that now that the people that you call to ask to pray for you, guess what they're doing? They're sincerely praying. They're turning over their plates. They're sacrificing their daily routines or whatever they do throughout the day because they really want to hear from the Lord. They done shut down everything so they can hear from the Lord for you. And you're sitting somewhere playing solitaire or you're somewhere cutting coupon shopping at the mall. Nah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Go with me to the book of 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 4. And let's talk about this crown of glory. Amen. Let's talk about it. And can I start at verse 1 so we can get to all the meat that's on this bone? Amen. And now a word to you who are elders in the churches. I too am an elder and witness the sufferings of Christ. And I too will share in his glory when he is revealed to the whole world. As a fellow elder, I appeal to you, care for the flock that God has entrusted you with. Hear that now. As a fellow elder, as a fellow pastor, as a fellow leader, as a fellow apostle, a fellow bishop, a fellow deacon, a fellow deaconess, I appeal to you, care for the flock that God has entrusted you with. One individual, two individuals, four individuals, 20 individuals, a million individuals, whatever the number is, whatever the number is, care for that flock because God has given them to you. God has entrusted them to you. Watch over it willingly, not grudgingly, not for what you will get out of it. Did you hear what I just said? Not for what you will get out of it, but because you are eager to serve God. Eager to serve God. Don't lord it over to the people assigned to you care, but lead them by your own good example. Every day, all day, how do they see you? Do you answer your phone when they call? Do you answer appointments when you make them? Is your integrity God-like? Is your character God-like? How do you stand on compromising? Do you tell a little fib? Sin is sin. Do you just, I don't want to be bothered right now. Tell them I'm not here. Tell them I can't do it. Why you can't do it? Because they're not giving you enough money. They're not offering you money. They're not offering you a car. They're not offering you prestige. Why can't you do it? What God is telling you to do. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. But lead them by your own good example. And when the great shepherd appears, you will receive a crown of never-ending glory and honor. But when who appear? Who? Not your husband. Not another bishop. Not the apostle of the street. Not King Wawa. But when the great shepherd appears, you will receive a crown of never-ending glory and honor. And in the same way you who are younger must accept the authority of the elders, and all of you dress yourselves in humility as you relate to the one to one another. Dress yourself in humility as you dress yourselves to one another. Amen. Hallelujah. Go with me to the 1 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 19. Hallelujah. 1 Thessalonians. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Give me a second myself to even get it. Sorry. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for patience with me. Thank you for patience with me. Chapter 2 and verse 19. Amen. Hallelujah. It's a beautiful day in God's neighborhood. Amen. Any day that God gives us is a beautiful day. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. For what is our hope of or joy or crown or rejoicing? Are not even ye in the presence of the Lord Jesus at his coming? Are you even in his presence? What are you looking for? What are you wanting from Christ? Why Are you even saying, I want this crown. I'm just rejoicing when God comes back. I am so happy. I just want to, oh, my God, are you even in his presence? It reminds me of someone who, you every time you see them, they seem like they're being blessed. Every time you see them, they seem like God is walking with them. Like God is, their feet is not even touching the ground. God is just there carrying them along. God is just there like showing off, just showing them all. God is proud of his child. God is proud of his son, his daughter. God is just every time you see him, and to the point where you allow jealousy to sneak up in you, and then you start bad talking them and wondering why things ain't happening in your life. Because see, they seek God. They fast. They ask questions. They talk to the Lord. When was the last time you fasted? We can't expect God to give us all these crowns of glory, crowns of rejoicing, crowns of wealth and wisdom and understanding, and we don't even know him. You want a crown, and we don't even know him. Hallelujah. Don't even know him. That is so crazy to me. We want God to do all these things for us, and we don't even know God. We think we know God. Yeah, I mean, because we know a few scriptures, we think we know God, or we know somebody who go to church. We know somebody who own the church, you know, and they let us do a couple things in the church. But when this good report is about the church itself, hallelujah. I'm going to go up to verse 17 and put some more meat on this bone just in case we have some people that like to eat. Amen. Dear brothers and sisters, still in 1 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 17. Dear brothers and sisters, after we were separated from you for a little while, though our hearts never left you, we tried very hard to come back because of our intense longing to see you again. We wanted very much to come to you, and I, Paul, tried again and again, but Satan prevented us. After all, what gives us hope and joy, and what will be our proud reward and crown as we stand before our Lord Jesus when he returns? It is you. Yes, you are our proud, our pride, and our joy. It is you. It is you. It is you. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. That's a moment of rejoicing. We tried to get back to you. We tried to get back. Oh, but Satan was putting up every fight. But see, in the midst of a fight, you have to fight back. You want to rock that crown. You want that crown. You want to say I'm a man or woman of God. That's a fight on a daily basis. You think the enemy just going to let you get up and rejoice and praise God and worship and fast and everything's going to be okay in your life, and he's never going to try you? He's never going to tempt you? He's never going to do anything to try to alter you, to make you backslide, to make you go back, to make you just give up? Think that it's just going to be okay? Do you think it's just that easy? I found out that people that I see that walks with God, and they always humming a gospel song, and you know, they keep God first in everything they speak about. They keep God first in everything they think about, and no matter what come they way. And I'm not talking about the person you say, how you doing? Oh, I'm blessed and highly favored. I'm not talking about that person. I'm talking about the person when you see them and you ask them a question, they light up because the glory of God is in them so much. All they was waiting for was that opportunity. And they were so patient and so humble. And you have no other choice but to receive, thus saith the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. Go up with, oh my, I'm running out of time. Excuse me. Go with me to 2 Timothy chapter 4. Amen. Go with me to 2 Timothy. I'm so sorry. Chapter 4. Hallelujah. I got to stay in the Bible. I don't want to say I gave that I couldn't find in the Bible. That's just the way I am. That's the way I want to be. I have to be able to back up what's being said through the Bible. 2 Timothy chapter 4, hallelujah, verses 6 to 8, hallelujah. Mm-hmm. Hallelujah. Chapter 4, chapter 6 to 8, hallelujah. As for me, my life has already been poured out as an offering to God. Oh, my God. Look how I just started out. Just, whoo, just, can you just take that bit in for just a second? Just eat it down just a little bit. As for me, my life has already been poured out as an offering to God. The time of my death is near. I have fought the good fight. I have finished the race, and I have remained faithful. Woo. And now, take that in. Remember those words. And now the prize awaits me. And now the prize awaits me, the crown of righteousness, which the Lord, thy righteous judge, will give me on the day of his return. And the prize is not just for me, but for all who eagerly look forward to his appearing. Do you look for it? That's a promise there. The return of the Lord Jesus Christ is not only a motivation to live differently and better in the ungodly world, but is also a truth, a true statement, a truth that should be eagerly longed for in this life. Because when Jesus returns, his return will be glorious, and those who look for it will be rewarded because they believe the words of Jesus Christ when he said that he would return for his own. Jesus said he would return for his own. Let me go to the book of Matthew, John. You don't have to go there with me. I just want to see something. I just want to see something. I just want to see something. Hallelujah. I just want to see something real quick. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I just want to see my Bible real quick. 13, 14. Yes, I just want to see my Bible. Chapter 14, verse 3. But I'm going to start at the beginning. Don't let your hearts be troubled. Trust in God and trust also in me. There is more than enough room in my Father's home. If this were not so, would I have told you that I am going to prepare a place for you? Listen, that's joy to my ears. That's glory to my heart. Do you hear Jesus? Do you hear Jesus? Do you hear Jesus? Listen to how he talks to us. Don't let your hearts be troubled. Doubters, don't let your heart be troubled. I don't care what it looked like, what it seemed like. Trust in God and trust also in Jesus. There is more than enough room in my Father's home. If this were not so, now hear Jesus now, if this were not so, would I have told you that? He keeps his word. What are you worrying? What are you doubting? Stop it. Stand up, grab hold of the horns of the altar, rebuke the enemy, rebuke the devil, step on him. You have power. I got to close this, y'all. He said, would I say this if I didn't mean it? If this was not so, would I have told you that? I am going to prepare a place for you when everything is ready. Not when I think it's ready, not because I'm ready, but when everything is ready, I will come and get you. He knows what he's doing so that you will always be with me where I am and you know the way to where I am going. Doubting Thomas. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I got one more. I have one more. I have one more. I got one more. Then I'm going to close. Go to the 1 Corinthians. We already should have been there because that was the text. Chapter 9, verse 25. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory. Hallelujah. Glory. Hallelujah. And everyone who competes for the prize is temperate in all things. Now they do it to obtain a perishable crown, but we for an imperishable crown. Remember that. Ours do not perish. Ours, the crown, the imperishable crown is given to those who keep their body, their mind, and spirit in submission. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. This has been Rise and Grind for Jesus, and I have been your pastor and still will be until God come and get me, Pastor Keeping It Real McNeil of Reign of Glory Ministries. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you for tuning in with us this evening. Thank you for your participation. I hope the word of God hit the bullseye. I hope the meat fills your spirit, not only with fullness, but fullness of joy, fullness of happiness, fullness of strength, fullness of wisdom and understanding, give you a fullness of energy booster, a spiritual energy booster to move out and trust in Jesus' word. Amen. Glory to God. We're gonna pray ourselves out, and we're going to listen to a song. Hallelujah. Thank you, God, for your inspiring words on this evening. Thank you, God, for entrusting us with your word, entrusting us with your people, entrusting us with your souls. God, we pray that you continue to give us divine wisdom and understanding, not only for ourselves, but to share and be partakers of your wisdom to others that do not know you, and those who have fallen short, and those who have backslidden. Show us the way, Father, to walk in your righteousness, to walk upright like you, to think, speak, and talk, and be honorable as you, and be able to be that light that magnifies throughout the world to draw those who don't know you closer to you. Use us, Father, as your humble servants coming to you without seeking anything but information, power, and wisdom from you to do the work. Show us how to be humble. Show us how to be strong. Show us how to fight a good fight and endure to the end so we can be there in that place where you say you have many rooms. We know that you're coming back. So, Father, prepare us so we can help prepare someone else to meet you, greet you, sit and worship and praise you all the days of our life. So, Father, we ask you to bless those who are suffering, those who are lacking knowledge of you, those who are in institutions, those who are locked up and bound, Father. Send someone their way with the spiritual key to free up their hearts, free up their minds. Deliver them to your bosom. Deliver them to your feet for your power and your healing and your knowledge and your touch of love can change the way we think, the way we walk, the way we speak, and the way we behave. We give our lives over to you. We trust and believe that you are the way, the truth, and the life, and nothing can separate us from the love of the Lord. We have said this thing this day, this evening. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. We have a song. And we thank you once again and have a great, prosperous, prosperous evening.
that will bring life. Words on the wings of the morning, the dark night will fade away.
If you
speak to my heart now,
speak to my heart,
Holy Spirit,
message of
good, go to encourage. If I can hear from you, then I'll know what to do. I won't go on. Never go on my own. Just let your spirit guide and let your word abide.
Speak to my heart, Lord.
Oh, my heart.
Give me
your holy word.
If I can hear from you,
if I can hear,
then I'll know what to do.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Speak to my heart, Lord. Until next time, remember, rise and grind for Jesus. When he wake you up, give him praise. When he lay us down at night, give him thanks for keeping us through the day. And remember, he is always there. If you seek him, you shall find him. This has been Pastor Keeper McNeil and Reign of Glory Ministries. We say good night.